At the opening of Grand Court, Cayman's Chief Justice highlights a, quote, chronic problem. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin explains.
The Chief Justice notes that the local resident bar is 960 strong, yet only a small number are willing and qualified to serve the public at the criminal bar. Describing it as an alarming statistic, the Honorable Anthony Smellie says something must be done to address the deficit. He says the problem impacts not only the summary courts, but the Grand Court criminal division as well. At the summary court level, the Chief Justice says the shortage means the business of the criminal division is entirely dependent upon the availability of a small group who also appear before the Grand Court and Court of Appeal, and when called to appear in those courts, it disrupts the summary courts. As an example, the Chief Justice noted that during a single week in September, four criminal trials were vacated on the dates of trial in the summary courts because defense counsels were required at short notice to appear in matters before the Grand Court. Citing the Chief Magistrate, he says scheduling and synchronizing the diaries of several attorneys and Crown counsels becomes difficult. The Chief Justice says the solution does not lie shifting backlogs from one court to another, but instead to attract additional competent lawyers to the criminal bar and ensure that there is a more even distribution of the caseload among all of them. He announced plans to convene a working group with the criminal defense bar to find solutions. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
In addition to investing in education infrastructure, the Cayman Islands government has earmarked $43 million in 2020 to build a new residential long-term mental health facility in East End. The Ministry of Health, Environment, Culture and Housing will also begin implementation of the Integrated Solid Waste Management System, which includes capping and remediation at the Georgetown landfill, as well as the acquisition of additional property for the project. Here's a breakdown of the $43 million. Various ministries projects, $34.4 million. The Cayman Islands National Museum, $300,000. The National Gallery, $100,000. The Cayman National Cultural Foundation, $100,000. And Cemetery Vaults, $100,000. National Housing Development received $8 million. The Royal Palms Beach Club Australian Bushfire Raffle took place this past weekend, and to restaurant manager Dean McGlynn, it was a smashing success.
The event went much better than expected. Initially, we were hoping to raise $10,000 US. With raffle tickets, we sold $44,700 US. And then on top of that, us at Royal Palms have donated $25,000 from the bar. The grand total raised was $69,727, which in Australian dollars is $100,000. So we crushed all goals.
Mr. McGlynn says he feels an immense sense of gratitude.
Made us feel good. We had a couple of moments, a few of us Australians, and we sort of looked at each other and went, this is crazy, we're so far from home, but we're receiving so much support. I think we had about 600 or 700 people here, so receiving such support from a little island is a really big deal for us.
There are more than 2,000 firefighters continuing to battle the bushfires. To support the mental health of Cayman's youth, the Alex Panton Foundation is holding its third annual mental health symposium next month. Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Solins has more.
The Alex Panton Foundation has announced its third annual Youth Mental Health Symposium. Creator and founder of the Alex Panton Foundation, Jane Panton, explains the decision for this year's theme to be Empowering Youth, Inspiring Hope.
Because really our foundation is about empowering the youth. It's really been formed on that premise, inspiring hope. So our programs that have been launched so far this year are focusing on building resilient youth and inspires other youth to accomplish their dreams and overcome their challenges and overcome their internal struggles. So it just seemed like a fitting theme this year.
Those who attend can expect to learn about the progress of projects that the foundation created.
This year, we are actually having a panel of youth from our Youth Ambassadors program to explain what they've been doing since the program launched at the end of August 2019. And also, we will be reviewing, showing what's been done with the emotional literacy program.
This symposium is not just for those who personally suffer from mental illness.
Everyone interested in learning more about how we can empower our youth and promote their mental well-being should come out to the symposium, not just if you're directly affected.
Above all else, the main objective is to raise awareness on the importance of mental health and remove its stigmas.
It was formed with the primary objective of raising awareness of mental illnesses affecting children and young adults in the Cayman Islands, with a particular focus on anxiety and depression. And it was founded in memory of my son, Alex. His mental illness was misunderstood, and the foundation was formed to help other parents, other loved ones who may have people like Alex in their life, to help understand what is going on.
To register for the third annual Alex Panton Foundation Youth Mental Health Symposium, visit alexpantonfoundation.ky. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
Spare an evening next week to learn about Cayman's coral health as the Central Caribbean Marine Institute hosts the first in a series of lectures planned for 2020.
The 2020 We Need Healthy Reefs message will have greater emphasis on why healthy coral reefs are critical to the well-being of the oceans and the Cayman Islands.
CCMI's Robin Larkin tells Radio Cayman the first event hosted by CCMI will be part of the 2020 Reef Lecture Series, which will showcase work that comes out of the Little Cayman Research Center by CCMI scientists and collaborators. The first lecture will be presented by Dr. Anya Brown, collaborative scientist from the University of Florida, on the topic of coral health from microbes to branches.
Healthy corals are critical for sustaining reefs. Corals are in a tightly coupled relationship between bacteria, like in your gut, microscopic algae, and the coral animal itself.
Robin Larkin says the seminar will focus on trade-offs between types of coral growth, a coral disease outbreak, and what clues the microbes on corals tell us about their health. The seminar is part of a whole spectrum of reef-related activities for 2020.
CCMI will continue important reef health assessments and coral monitoring fieldwork while also providing valuable education and outreach experiences to engage the community and inspire action for Cayman's coral reefs.
Members of the public are encouraged to participate in events and activities, many of which are free, in order to enhance their knowledge about coral reefs and their importance as a marine ecosystem. The free reef lecture starts at 5:45 p.m. on Tuesday, January 21st at the National Gallery's DART Auditorium. You can register online at reefresearch.org. The men and women of the Cayman Islands will be recognized during the annual National Heroes Day celebrations.
This year's National Heroes Day theme is centered around our Constitution. So we're heralding the first written Constitution and those people who pioneered it, as well as heralding the first four women who stood in general election, bravely stood up and said, we are going to run and be recognized.
Chief of Protocol Melanie Sims tells CIGTV each year the office tries to make the event bigger and better than the year before, and she is encouraging the entire Cayman Islands to join them this year.
We're inviting vendors to submit their proposals to be considered to offer their fair at the Heroes Day celebrations. And the proposal deadline is this Friday by 5 p.m. Proposals can be submitted to the Government Administration Building in person or by emailing nationalevents@gov.ky.
Heroes Day celebrations are Monday, January 27th in Heroes Square. That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's Newsroom. I'm April Cummings.